Okay. Today we're continuing the third part of a five-part series in Yonei Tashlich. Tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem, will be the fourth. And the fifth part of the series on Tzom Gedalia will be about saying Tashlich after Rosh Hashanah, or else I wouldn't give the Tashlich share, the fifth part after Rosh Hashanah, and too late, but... Okay. Today we're going to do it from a different perspective than we did yesterday. We're going to start with the Kapitel Tehillim, which is a very popular kapitel that's said on by the Yomim Noraim, right? You know, at night we say L'David Mizmor, right? That's a big thing. L'David Mizmor, and everyone repeats it, and it's a whole thing that we do on the night of Rosh Hashanah. So the Tehillim begins, L'David Mizmor L'Hashem Ha'aretz Umbloah Tevil V'Yoshveva. So, what are we referring to? So if you look at Rashi's, I didn't bracket it, but look at the first Rashi, Pasuk Aleph, L'Hashem Ha'aretz, Eretz Yisrael. L'Hashem Ha'aretz is referring to Eretz Yisrael, and Tevil is the whole globe. That's Shar Ha'aretz. So, according to Rashi, the Kapitel Tehillim begins speaking about Eretz Yisrael, and then moving into Shar Ha'aretz. And then it says, "Ki hu al yamim yisada ve'al neharos yichoneneha." So Rashi says, "Al yamim yisada shiva yamim makifim Eretz Yisrael." For Arba Naharos, was Al Yomim Yisada, all the bodies of water that surround Eretz Yisrael, and the different Naharos, Yardain, Rashi says, Yarmut, Karma, and Puga, different Yaros, different Naharos. So, as the Sabra Rebbe points out, the pasuk begins speaking about Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, Hashem Ha'aretz Eretz Yisrael. And then goes to the rest of the world. And then Yamim Yisada, according to Rashi, is going back to Eretz Yisrael. So what's the what is the idea? So there is a Mechilta on the next page. And the Mechilta discusses Nevuah in Chutz La'aretz. Because here Hashem is appearing to Moshe Rabbeinu of Eretz Mitzrayim. So the Mechilta has a whole discussion, what is the concept of HaKadosh Baruch Hu appearing to a Navi outside of Eretz Yisrael? So if you look in the second, because here Hashem spoke to Moshe Rabbeinu, Beretz Mitzrayim, and what? That's HaChodesh HaZelachem, Rosh Chodoshim, right? So if you look at the second arrow, it says, V'atshalo nifchara Eretz Yisrael, ha'yukol ha'aretzos k'sheiros l'dibros. In other words, before Eretz Yisrael was, we went into Eretz Yisrael, and we settled there, and it was picked. So every land was theoretically a land that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could speak to a person. Mishenivchara Eretz Yisrael Yotzu Kol Aratzos. Now what about Nevuah? So if you look on page 3 in Os Hei, it says, "Im Tobar Dan Anim and Hanavim,
Shenidbar Imrahim b'chutz l'aretz, afal pi shenidbar mehem b'chutz l'aretz, lo nidbar mehem ela b'schus avos. That really, as we'll see, the Machzor Elyon points out, that there shouldn't be nevuah in chutz l'aretz. But if you have special schus avos, so you could get it. Kol Hashem, kol Barama Nishma, kol Hashem, mi kolech mi bechi mi enayich b'dima. Fafel pi shenidbar imem b'chutz l'aretz b'schus avos lo didbar imohem el b'mokam tohar shal mayim. So he says that even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu sometimes will give nevuah and chutz l'aretz if you have the schus avos, but nevuah and chutz l'aretz Hashem gives if you're standing near a body of water. That's considered a mokum of chashivas, near an ocean, near a river, something like that, near a body of water. And then he quotes the pasuk in Yecheskel. Omer hoyo hoyo dvar Hashem. Take a look on page 5. That's a pasuk in Yecheskel. Hayo hoyo dvar Hashem Yecheskel bebuz yakon be'eretz kastim al nahar kivar. So it was here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave nevuah to Yecheskel in Chutz Lartz, right? But Chazal make the point that it was near the Nahar, al Nahar Kvar. So apparently, you have a special Hashras Hashchina near the Yam, near the Mayim. So that's one thing he says. So afal pisha nidbar, page 3. Nidbar b'chutz l'aretz b'chus avos lo nidbar imam ela b'mokam tohor shel mayim. Shenema v'ani yisi aluval v'ani yisi al yad ha'nar agadol hukideko. V'omor hoya dvar Hashem. Yesh omrim nidbar imam b'eretz v'nidbar imam b'chutz l'aretz shenema hayo yad dvar Hashem hayo shedvar bar b'eretz haya shenidbar imam b'chutz l'aretz. The other possibilities we'll see, Rav Sender points out, is if HaKadosh Baruch Hu once spoke to the Navi in Eretz Yisrael, so now even if he's outside Eretz Yisrael, but the relationship started in Eretz Yisrael, so then the continuation could be even in Chutz Lartz. So that's another idea. And then he continues. As Rav Sender explained, then he says another idea, the third idea. So again, one idea is that if b'schus avos you can get a nevuah and chutz l'aretz if you're near the water, like Rav Sender points out. The second idea is the second shita, as Rav Sender points out, is that if you were already a navi in Eretz Yisrael, you could be a navi in chutz l'aretz. And the third idea, Rabbi Lezer Brem Tzadok, in the second hour on page 3, Omer, Harei Omer Kumtse El Habika, Magid She Habika Kshera. Teide She'en Ashkin Nigleis B'chutz L'artz. Shenema v'yokum yonu levroch tashisha. Flim zvei Hashem hu borech lo kvane ma'ana elech miruchocha. There was Yonah's trying to escape the nevuah. So he says, second line, page 4, El omer Yonah elech b'chutz l'art mokum she'en hashchina shora v'nigle se'goyim krovim l'tshuva henj. Shalachayvus Yisrael. Because he was afraid to get the nevuah because he didn't want the goyim to outdo the Jews.
So, and if you look at the beginning, Rav Elazar ben Tzaddok, back on page 3, it says, Hare Omekum Tsei al Abika. So look in the parish here on the side in Kemis and Mishnah. Because Magich Abika Kshera, so says the Merkavis and Mishnah on the side, Vav, Oskal and Vav, She'eloch Har, Vigiva Shalom, Hemidu Alei Ma'umos Avodazara. Al Korcha Bibika. In other words, and the way Rav Sender will explains it is that what? That really Chutz La'aretz is also good for Nevuah. It's just in Chutz La'aretz, there was a lot of Avodah Zarah. At every mountain they worshipped. But if you can find a place in Chutz La'aretz that was clean, like the valley, they didn't used to have Avodah Zarah in the valley because the Avodah Zarah were usually on the high plateaus there, and not in the valleys, then it would be okay. Even in Chutz La'aretz. And that's the Sefer Machzei Elyon, Rav Yitzchak Sender of the Skokie Yeshiva in Chicago. He wrote many svarim. So one of the svarim he wrote is about Nevuah. So he quotes the three opinions here. The opinion that, again, that you could have Nevuah in Chutz La'aretz if it's near the Nahar. The second opinion is, if you were once in Eretz Yisrael and you had the Nevuah in Eretz Yisrael, you can continue in Chutz La'aretz. And the third opinion, on page 8, Hadea Shlishis, shall the second paragraph, shall Rav Elazar ben Tzaddok, who should be emes gam Chutz La'aretz k'sheir l'nevuah, el shebe b'tzias, mokum yushu b'chutz La'aretz, einu ro'al ha'shras ha'shchina, mishum tumas ha'amim ha'ovdim avodah zarah. Because there was so much avodah zarah in Chutz La'aretz, so that's why there's no ha'shras ha'shchina. But avobika, Bika is a valley where people didn't necessarily live. So it was uninhabited. So it wasn't tainted. It wasn't contaminated. So he's saying that it's not so much the way Rav Sender is presenting it. It's not so much the difference between Chutz La'aretz and Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, it was just more pure because there was less. They weren't over the Avodah Zarah. They weren't over the Avodah Zarah. Contrast to Chutz La'aretz, where there was a lot of over the Avodah Zarah. But there were some. But you can find different pockets in Chutz La'aretz that weren't contaminated, where people didn't live and weren't inhabited, and there is Roy Lahashros Hashchina as well. So not necessarily by the water, but by an uncontaminated place. So these are the different shitas that the Sifrei has. So if you look at in the Divrei Yol, the old Satmar Rebbe, and the Sefer in Rosh Hashanah, so he discusses the following. He discusses that capital of David v'Lashem, and he's going to tie it in with the Mechilta, and then tie it in with Tashlich. So let's see what he does. Rashi Zal Perish B'Kishar K'sovim Hashem Ha'aretz M'lor Eretz Yisrael Tevel Ishar Ha'aretz Kihu Al Yamim Misada Shivas Shiva Yomim Makifim Eretz Yisrael V'Arba Naharos. Umamar Zeh Isa Gam B'Yalkot Tehillim. Tzach Bir. The Pasach V'Eretz Yisrael Chutzlar. So the Sama Rebbe asks, what's pshat? Shem ha'aretz u'malola. That's Eretz Yisrael. Tevil v'yoshva. That's Chutz La'aretz. And then the next pasuk only Eretz Yisrael. So why? What's the back and forth? Eretz Yisrael Chutz La'aretz, and now kihu al yamim isada is back to Eretz Yisrael. And he doesn't talk about Chutz La'aretz anymore. V'shavik l'sayim min yichutz la'aretz she'iskel ba. And what's the concept of the stress that we're surrounded by water, right? That whole capital tilm is surrounded by water. So he says, Efshalomar, next paragraph, Al Pimadi Isabial Kudi Cheskel, that Shalom Nifchara Eretz Israel, how you call Aratzus Ksheros Ledibros. Mishanifchara Eretz Israel, Yatsu Kal Aratzus, Im Tovard, Tad Nochiv Ravim, Shanidbar Emchutz Larch, Lonibar Em Ela Bishchus Avos. Then he says, Mine, etc. Fize, the line begins Dvar Hashem. The middle of the line of the Dvar Hashem, that line that begins Dvar Hashem, says in the middle. Lufiza Efsha da Mizmor Azeh Yirmos al Malas of Madregas Hanavua. In other words, he wants to say that the Mizmor is explaining the greatness of Nevuah. Sheyuchu Liskos Ela Haroi Umuchan Lecha B'chol Mokom Afilu B'chutzlarts. That you can be Zocha. In even the chutz l'arts, el shipnai amokam roi lashras hashchina, she amokam tara. V'ze omer l'ashem ha'aretz u'mulowa ze eretz Yisrael, tevil v'yoshvei b'chutz l'arts, amokam efshar liskos l'bchina l'ashem zum hashras hashchina. That's when it's l'ashem ha'aretz. Because if you want hashras hashchina, it could be in eretz Yisrael or it could be in the chutz l'arts. But what's the idea? It has to be a mokum of shoras hashchina. Next page. V'nosan tam ki hu al yamim isadav el naros yichar neha. So he says that, in other words, the Torah starts, the pasuk starts as Hashem ha'aretz, that there could be hashoras hashchina in Eretz Israel. And in Chutz Laaretz, but he says that the key of this whole yisod is there Hashras Hashchina. So what's Gorim Hashras Hashchina if it's a Mokam Tahara? And how is it a Mokam Tahara? Hihu al yamim yisada v'al neharos yichoneneha. If it's surrounded by mayim, that brings Tahara. So then he continues on page 11. Efsher al ze yirmos l'ashem arts tevil miyoshev v'shchina sachuv v'skarvus l'ashem efsher l'asiga b'chol arts tzeret Yisrael v'gam tevil v'gam chutz arts. Whereas a person can get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu even in Eretz Yisrael and even in chutz arts. If he's in a makom of Tara. So he says that could be another reason. The Efshar, paragraph Efshar on page 11. Litei mezetam leminik shaholchim Rosh Hashanah lenar, lomim v'tashkuch b'mtzulos yom, dipnaya tshuva hu v'skarev elav v'izbarach b'chol libo l'davka bo, v'chines deveikos zutusak rab v'chines makom Tara. So he says that's the idea. Because what do we want in Rosh Hashanah? We want to connect with the Ribono Shel Olam. We want to have Hashras Hashchina. So where do we get that? We get that in Al Kain Hochim El Anar Shel Mokam Tara Bosim Tshuva L'Chatoim. And that's the concept that a person has to be in a Mokam Tara. The Mokam Tara is a Mokam Hashras Hashchina. And then once he's in that makam, then he could have a connection with the Ribono Shel Olam. What? Yeah, even because I guess that's also considered. In other words, it's a makam tara even in Eretz Yisrael. In Eretz Yisrael, there's kedusha everywhere, but still, there's a special. Concept that by the Mayim there's Tara. I guess Mayim, you know, some things you retire in Mayim, etc. Now,
actually says that the water is very strong, literally. He doesn't say it's evil, he says very clearly which water is talking about.
Right.
How's it been in Rashi?
No, right. He's at the beginning of Rashi, not the whole. Right. But But the idea being the following. A fundamental part of Hashras Hashchina is the Mina of Anova. If you look at the famous Gemara in Tainus on Zayin Amun Aleph, the Gemara says, Chanina Bavili Lama Nimshalu Divei Torah L'mayim. See if I call somebody the whole mine. No more the whole mine and eat him, mock him, gavo, hock him, mock him, no book. I've divertor, Amos Kaiman, El Misha, Dito Shvelo. Because you see, like falls, you go to Niagara Falls, you see the water going from top to bottom. So the water goes from a mock him, gavo, or mock him, no book. To show that. The Mayim is Torah, how you call Tomei L'chul Mayim. The Divrei Torah, Imus Kaimim, L'misha Daito Shvela. But as you see from water, teaches us the lesson that the water represents Torah, but water is something that naturally goes from Mokom Gavoh to Mokom Nomoch. To teach us this idea that the Mida of Anova is the Mida that we're Kone Chachma, and it's of course the Mida of Hashras Hashchina. And that's part of the same idea. That, and he writes here in the Hakdamah piece on page 12 and 13, this idea of Anova, and I think the point being, why is Anova such an important part of Tshuva? Because a big yisod in tshuva is, the first step in tshuva is hakaras hachet. Because a lot of people are in denial. They never realize that they did anything wrong. They're in denial. Because sometimes there's so much baligaiva that they can't see that they could actually have done something wrong. So there's a vort that I always like from the Sefer Nechmad Mizohav on page 16. Anna, the Pasuk says in Kisisa by the Cheta Ego. It says, Ana chato ha'om hazeh chato gedola. So it's inyan mashalot ho'il la'odom harishon tshuva. Whereas Adam harishon, why didn't he just say that, he did tshuva and that's it? And there's no problem, no death penalties, no. And b'cheta egil was salachti kidvarechta. And relatively speaking, which was the greater avera? Says ha'inyan mashloil odom harishon tshuva shebemes uloi hayachayev kol kach kemo sheomru chazal b'midrash shechava nosna alav b'kola v'kan be'egel shemoshe rabbeinu b'atzmo omer shechato chato gedola hatam hu sheikar tzarech habal tshuva leida shechato. Right, that's the big yisod. That you have to realize that there's a problem. Ukamosha Namar Hinani page 17 Nishbat al Omram Lo Chatasi. Kiksha Yudea Shechata Al Kalponim Shaosa Tshuva Lo Yachzo Viyechta Kevin Shemakya Shechata. Aval Misha Ein Makir page 17 for the fourth line. Misha Ein Makir Shechata Vomer Teirutza Malachet. In a tshuva klal, ki ayom yesh lo teret zeh, v'macha zeh yachzor, v'yechta v'yomer teret zacher. So too by Odom Arishon, he blames it on his wife, right? Kevin Shaloh Hikir Shachad, Rach Omar Teir. So Isha Sher Nasata Imodi, he Nasna Limer Eitz. So he wasn't willing to hone up to the recognition of the sin. Lo Haya Tshuva V'lotus Kapelo. Aval Be'egel, Sheikiru Ba'atzrum Shachatu. The lawyer may name Shum Teretz. In can also chuva shleima. We go to Mirus. Kach this kapel hem. Zeu inyan mash Omar Moshe Rabbeinu says Ana chata ha'om hazeh chata gedola. L'chora, it's interesting if he's trying to be the advocate. You know, you think Moshe Rabbeinu is their advocate, right? So you think he would minimize it, the sin. And he says, no! Ana chata ha'om hazeh chata gedola! L'chora inu muvan, halo rotza lahamlet saburam, vispal aleim, kena yelo lahaktin achet. Why didn't he say to her, it wasn't so bad? No! He says, it was a chata gedola! Ach Moshe Rabbeinu himlitz aleim she'osim tshuva shleima, ve'enam omim shum teretz. That's the point. The point that Moshe Rabbeinu is saying chata ha'om hazeh chata gedola, it means that they have the recognition that it's a chata gedola, and they're willing to do a tshuva for it, as opposed to Adam Arishon. He gives excuses. He says, and he doesn't. He never is makir the chet. He never. Moshe Rabbeinu himlitz aleim she'osim tshuva shleima ve'enam omim shum teretz. Rachomim v'yodim ba'atzrum shechotu chata gedola. Kein osim tshuva ha'amitis v'roi leskaper chataam. And that notion, as was pointed out here in the is quotes here in the Haskama here to the Pnei Chamayim, that Yisod and Tshuvas point out is to have the Midah Vanova, and Midah Vanova we see from Mayim, because Mayim goes from Makom Gavoh to Makom Nomuch, right? So the Makom Nomuch is where all the Mayim ends up, and that's the Yisod that when we're going to start doing the Tshuva, the first day of Aser Simei Tshuva, as we go to the water to understand that we're not going to get anywhere unless we're willing to admit. We're willing to admit that we did something wrong. And then we could start doing tshuva. But there's so many people that, you know, just won't admit. And that started from Adam Harishon. So that's what the Sefer Nechemiah Mizrahi says. And continuing, he writes, the same author in page 18 in the Sefer Mamre Yecheskel, he says, there's a halacha in the Gemara Sanhedrin, Yudzayin Amud Aleph. Bezin sharal kulam l'chova potrin oso. Right, there's a funny halacha, right? If they come to the Beis Din, and the whole Beis Din says he's chayiv, so he gets off the hook, right? Which is counterintuitive. You think if it's a unanimous vote, then, right? So Beis Din Sharon Kulam L'chova Potrin Oso. So he quotes from Rabbi Cheskel of Kashmir. Hello, is a building mover to know the Hunegra Seichel. Right? Why should that be the halacha? We de la Tarazos, Hikdim Omer B'Shem, Harava Kaddish from Prashiska. Shomer Tam, Amad, the Gabi Chet HaMeraglu, and Kasiv. Vais Ablu Ha'am Ma'od. Hamora al Godel Haharata Shayolhem al Zeh. Pim Kane Yesh Lahavin, Madula Ilhem, also Haharata Vatshuva. Right? By the Chayt HaMeraglim, so Tshuva didn't help. Right? They weren't forgiven. The Chayt HaEgel, they were forgiven. The Chayt HaMeraglim, they didn't go into the land. So they weren't forgiven. And the Chayt, the Chor Chayt HaEgel was a more serious Aveira. It was worshipping Avodah Zarah. Hey, the Meraglim, they just said, okay, this land is not so great. Considerably minor compared to Chet HaEgel. So he says, because Chet HaEgel, Aval Pisha Chet HaYev Mahani Tshuva, Filo Aveir Gedola, Kazun Shayek, Fira Be'ikar, Rahmano Litzlah. So he writes like this, Omer Al Pima Deisim Rabbeinu Yonah, Reish Brachas. Rabbeinu Yonah, Brachas and Aleph from the base, and Rabbeinu Yonah says the following: if you bring Amad Chatas Hayabit Mein Ma'achas, that the cost of buying a korban chatas was one ma, but Oshem Poloi was more expensive. Oshem Poloi means you did something and you're not sure if it was an aveir. Right? You ate chaylub, but maybe it was kosher, so you're not sure. You have to bring an Oshem Poloi, right? If you vadeh with Mechal Shabbos, you bring a Korban Chatas. But the Korban Chatas was a cheaper purchase than the Oshem Poloi, which was a Safek Aveir. So why is that? So Rabbeinu Yonah explains the following. Before I had served the Oshem Hepa, the Hathmei of Gavim, Mishal Shal Aveir Mevadeh, Mishal Shal Aveir Mevadeh, Rabbeinu Yonah, 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 Rabbeinu Yonah. See, the Iker of Tshuva is a person having inner recognition that he did something wrong. So, and once you get to that first step, and you need that Anava to get to that first step, then the rest will be easier. But like Rav Dovid Feinstein once said, the Hakara is the most important step. So he says like this: you know you sin. You definitely were Mechal Shabbos, it was Meshogim. So then you can have a definite remorse inside. So therefore, the Torah didn't have to give us such an expensive korban, because the remorse is there. You know you sin. But in Asher Poloi, you never really feel so bad. Maybe it was really kosher. And I ate this chayla, it was a suffering. So the remorse will never fully be there, so therefore they had to make the penalty greater to make it a more expensive korban. About Mishum Musupak in Chata, Kashal only Oslav did bar, Mishbar. Kiadai Mishazik believed Oshalo Chata. Atenich Mir Alavator Larosh and Sorkis Kaskus Yisrael Al Tshuva. Hakam Rabbeinu Yonah. So that's what Rabbeinu Yonah says. So now Rabbi Cheskel of Kashmir says this, explain the difference between Chet HaEgel and Chet HaMeraglim. He says, Zeu inyan de'etzel Chet HaEgel, she'er Chet HaRishon, nishbar z'levobon, al zeu lo, yadai lo yodu de tshuva mahani. Right, they didn't know yet that tshuva is the first sin. So they were very, very distraught. So it was a full tshuva. And that's what Moshe Rabbeinu said. On the chata ha meze chata gedola. So they went by the Meraglim. It was already later. So they already knew that there's a concept of tshuva. So then the remorse wasn't as great. You see, when it was by the eagle, I thought, okay, we did something bad, and We feel so bad about it, they didn't even know they could do tshuva. By Meraglim, it was never a full remorse. So he says like this: if the whole Beis Din votes against you, so why don't they give the punishment? Because if the whole Beis Din votes against you, he says, so then it's clear that you did something wrong. So then you have the inner remorse. So then you don't have to get the punishment, because the ikar is the remorse. But once there's one person that says that you're not guilty, so then already you don't feel so bad, because you say, oh, you see, it could be that I'm not really guilty, and then you don't have the remorse, so you never did the proper tshuva, so then you have to have the full punishment. That's how he explains. Okay, a novel explanation. But the idea being that the ikar of tshuva is the midah of anava. And the midah of anava is by the mayim. And so today we said two ideas. One is the idea that mayim is the makom tohor. It's the makom of ashros hashchina. Right? And that's why there could be nevuah, the chutzlarts, by the mayim. And therefore that's the best place to reconnect with God, because that's where is ashros hashchina. And then we can add the second step, that by mayim is the midah of anava, because it goes from makom gavol to makom nomuch. And that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he likes to be together with people that are humble. Right? What the Gemara says in Sota, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that there's not room enough in the world for me and the Baal Gaiva to be in the same world together. There's not room enough. He doesn't say that by anything else. Only by the Baal Gaiva. Ein ani v'hu yicholim lador b'yach. So the Iker HaShros HaShkina is by the mayim. That's the ikar, and that's where we get another from the mayim. That's where we reconnect with the Ribono Shel Olam. So all these ideas are about the mayim. But I put in this. Then I wrote up. I once gave a tshuva drasha here many years ago. So I wrote it up. This idea of Hakara Sachet that we quoted from, you know, this idea from the Castle of Kozmir, from Baal Shem, etc., this notion. Okay. But I wanted to show you yesterday, I told you the idea of the shot of Al Naras Bavel, Gam Yashavnu Gam Bachinu, Sham Yashavnu Gam Bachinu, right? That we lament together with the water, right? And I told you that it was they quoted from the Maral, but the Maral is not the Maral of Miprag, but it's Rav Asher Lemel. So I want to show you that inside. It's quoted in the Sefer Yismach Tfilah L'Moshe on Tehillim. And it's interesting because I was looking for it on the pasuk, yes, Rabbi Katzman, he said, you know, on the pasuk Al Naros Bavel. But if you look there, you're not going to find it, because when Moshe Shapiro in the library did a search for me, he found it on the pasuk Mikolas Maim Rabim Adirim Mishpereyon. And he says, nearly Lefarish Al Pima Sharisi B'Shem Hagon Moreno Lemel, that's sort of Asher Lemel. Al pasuk Al Naras Bavel Sham Yashavnu Gam Bachinu, and what's the Gam? And that's the notion of that the sea was distanced from the Ribono Shel Olam. The Mayim Tachtonim were upset, and Hashem said, "Don't be upset; you'll be on the Mizbeach." And then Hashem says, but then when there was no Mizbeach anymore, there's no Beis HaMikdash, so then we're distanced again. And that is, if you want to see the original source of this vort, it's in the Sefer Chut HaMishulash. And that's what he quotes with the Sefer called from the Maral. He says, Hagon Rav Asher Lemel, Moreno Harav, Asher Lemel, Aleph Lamed. You understand? Not the Maral Miprag of, so that's why people have Lazer Katzman, so people got confused, and he says the word here in Parshas Devarim. This idea. ולפי זה, פרגרף לפי זה, מילא מבואר כוונס הכוסף, כי כשהגיעו ישראל בגלוסם מירושלים לנורס בובל, וראו שבוכו המים על שבע שלהם, because the מים was, so to speak, crying, כעיס על ידי ביטל המקדש כנל, אז נצערו גם הם לבכוס עמוהם, על שברם שלו יסרפו, עד שירסו גם המים משברם. וזה שאומר, על הנורס בובל שם ישבנו, שראינו, שבוכו המים על שברם, גם בכינו אנחנו עמוהם, כי שבר אחד להם. And that's the Yitav Panim. We saw yesterday here, I quoted again on page 25. He said, Sefer Yitav Panim, page 25 in the bottom, Nogim Lelech Lenar, nearly Tamadova, Lisorah B'tshuva Alidei Mei Nahar. Because the Mei HaNahar is the place where you can get Hisorah B'tshuva, because the Mei Nahar has that yearning to reconnect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we get inspired from that. And that's the Sham Yashavnu Gam Achinu. So we, Al Der Shehivi B'Tfilu Moshe, Perish HaPosuk, page 26, Al Noraz Bovel Sham Yashavnu Gam Achinu, Magam, Perish HaGon Maral. You see, it's very confusing. Because it says, Perish HaGon, that's what Rabbi Katzman said. Perish HaGon Maral, you think it's Maral. But he pointed out to me that if you really look it up, you'll see it has nothing to do with our famous Maral, but it's Maral is... was a morale of Moreno Rav Osho Lemel morale, but not the morale we brought. And and that's the concept that the Ribon Shel Olam, you know, wherever there is that notion of Hakara Sachet, the notion of Anava, and then the notion of wanting to reconnect with the Ribon Shel Olam. And then I brought over here in the Tshuva Drash on page 21, the Gemara in Brachas. As the Gemara in Brachas says, as we say that the water brings anava, and gaiva is the opposite of the ability to realize you made a mistake. And the yisod is that the greater the person is, so the more potential gaiva he could have, because he's so esteemed and he's so, you know, looked up to. That's what the Gemara says in Brachas, on page 21, the first arrow, Lama Dalet, that in Shmon Esrei, we know we bow down, right, four times during the Shmon Esrei. But that's us regular people. But the Kohen Gadol, Kareya Besof Kol Bracha Ubracha. The Kohen Gadol bows down after every single bracha in the Shmon Esrei. Just like we bow down by Magen Avraham, we bow down, you know, every bracha he bows down. Why? Because he's a higher level. He has more prestige. So he has to make sure that he has more hachna to the Ribono Shel Olam. And the Melech is even more than the Kohen Gadol. He says, B'tchilas kol bracha u'bracha u'besof. Let's say, Kohen Gadol kol u'besof kol bracha u'bracha. Melech, B'tchilas kol bracha, Uvasov kol bracha. And the Melech has to bow down at the beginning of every bracha and at the end of every bracha, because he even has more authority. And whenever there's more authority, there's more potential of gaiva. And then once there's gaiva, you know, you can convince yourself of anything. You can convince yourself of anything, and then you'll never get to stage one of Hakara Sachet. And that's why we have to go to the Mayim to understand that Mida. You know, the Drosh Haran writes, that's why it says in Shoftim that the Melech always carried a Sefer Torah. Why is that? Because the Melech, you know, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin that Bezin Makim Don Shul Shalom Ben Hadid, which means like this, that certain times, you know, you have this guy, and he's like beating the system. Like he's looting, he's stealing, he's killing, he's doing all these things, but he never gets caught. Because we never have like two Adim at once. But so many people saw it. So, you know, we know it's him, but the technicality of Halakha doesn't let us enforce the law. So the Halakha is that sometimes Bezdin could be makin, the verse says in Sanhedrin, Bezdin makin ba'onshin shalom and hadid. That sometimes we give the power to Bezdin to take the law into their hands, not through the regular channels. The regular channels is you have to have Adim, and you have to go to the Beis Din, and there's a procedure. You can just punish somebody. So what does that mean? So the Ran, in the Drushas Haran, he writes the following. He says that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave two things. The regular rules of the Torah, and then the Melech. The Melech has certain things that are not within the regular rules. And the Rambam explains that the Melech can give punishment even without aid, if he has some evidence, even without the regular standard of aid. Say that he didn't have two aid in report. But they know one person saw today, another person saw yesterday. So it's not the regular, so we know, but we can't, the technicality of Halacha doesn't let, so the Melech has the ability to, Laman Tikun HaMedina, in order for the society to function, the Melech gets that right. And the Ram says, Kolzman that was Melech, so Bezdin had to do it with the regular rules, and the Melech could do it with not the regular rules. When there's no Melech in Klal Yisrael, so then Bezdin got the ability to take the role of the Melech also. So the Ram says that's why the Melech always had to have to say the Torah. Why? Because the Melech is the one person in Klal Yisrael who is able to sometimes not have to follow the regular rules of the Torah. Right? He can kill somebody without the regular standard of Avis. So then he could think, you know, I'm above the law. And he is in a very narrow situation, regarding his ability to enforce law and order in the community. But regarding anything else, he can't think he can steal and cheat and do. No. He can't do that. So that's why he had to have the Sefer Torah with him at every time, to remind him that you're still bound by the law. And that's why he has to bow down at the beginning of every bracha, at the end of every bracha. We're regular people. So we can be Bali guys sometimes. But four times in short essay, that hopefully will put us in our place. And the Kohen Gadol, he's going in with Naim Lufnim, and he goes into the, you know, he's the central figure of Yom Kippur, he goes with Naim Lufnim. So he bows down a lot at the end of every bracha. And the Melech bows down at the beginning of every bracha and the end of every bracha. Because the more societal recognition you have, then the more it is that you go to your head, and you have to have that hachnah. Because the ikar is hachnah. Is to realize, you know, you can make a mistake, to be able to admit a mistake, and that's the mayim. The mayim is the anava. That's why you only have. It's only when what? You get the vua when there's anava, and you have ashras hashchina. That's all with the mayim. Al yomim yisada. That's why there's a holiness in Eretz Yisrael, Chutz La'aretz. It's near the mic. You want to say something? What did the Ram? Right, in other words, we talk Pilagish was another area that the Melech was different.
So if it's only so that he can enforce the law, so why should
Right. This is the portion of the. I think Rav Shechter said for our salvation, but maybe the language is because he can. He has that idea of eminent domain that he can be kona things. Right. Maybe something like that. But yeah, that was another area that we saw in halacha that the melech was different. The melech right to have a bilagish according to the Rambam and the head of the. Do you want to say something?
Was the Torah gives the
mouth
the power, or
the Torah gives the mouth the power. So that is the idea that's articulated here. And you know, we were talking about Tayag Mitzvos. You know, we're discussing a lot this year. So, who wrote the Rambam wrote Tayag Mitzvos? Who else wrote the Sefer Chinuch? Who else? The Bahag. Yeah, Bahag is. We're talking about the Bahag the whole year. The Bahag. Who else?
Ramban,
the Ramban, like, yeah,
he
in
the Yom Tzah,
yeah. Or the Smad, say from its authority. So who's going to get me a Gemara Sota now? I'll show you something interesting. We need to put that. They root him in the back.
Over there.
See, the Gemara Sota. Yeah? I'll show you a fascinating thing if you give me a Gemara Sota. Okay. The Gemara Sota. I feel bad that I didn't hear something, but I couldn't hear. I have to leave something for you guys to go to the shelf and take a safer out. So, Gemara on the Gemara on that page discusses the Sugya Gaiva and all these bad things about the Gaiva. So the Cheshek Shlomo, okay, says the following. Listen, and look in the Cheshek Shlomo. You do me a favor, you look in the side, the Cheshek Shlomo, that pay, the back of the Gemara, Cheshek Shlomo, that pay and so on. Okay? This might be short, maybe. He says a fascinating thing. The Smad Golovin Samach Dal. And the 64th mitzvah Mosa say the Smad. Says that the Smad wrote the 613 mitzvahs. And then, one night, after he finished the whole 613, he had a dream. And what did it say in the dream? That he missed the most important mitzvah that he believed. So what was that? He shomer l'chol and tishkat es Hashem. I mean, the pasuk says
Dvarim, that Hannah was looking there, that the person is going to get rich. And then he's going to get Hashem. He's going to say, for me, it's nothing to do with Hashem. So there's a Gemara on that hey, in Sota, that speaks about Azhara Lagase Haruach.
What's the pshat? So the Rush, you look at the Rush there, on the page there, Rosh Hashanah, Dav Yud Zayin,
he says, because certain things, certain averus, usually if you think to do a sin and you don't do it, it's not averus, you're going to do the sin. But by saying Avodah Zarah, the Machshavah of Avodah Zarah is also an averus. So therefore you need Hashem, Kodesh Yechta, by Avodah Zarah. But I once saw a Pinchas Friedman, Shlita Different Bells, he wrote one of his Mamarim, the following, from the Chovas HaLevavos. He said, and it's a deep idea. I think it's been in it. He says, the Chovas HaLevavos says, that he says, sometimes I'm more afraid of the people that don't sin than the people that do sin. Why? Because the people who don't sin, or they think they don't sin, they can become the biggest Bala Gaiva. People who sin, sometimes they know they're not perfect. He says, and that's Hashem Kodim, and you need the Rachmanis of Hashem before you sin, so you shouldn't turn into a Bala Gaiva. And that's Hashem Hashem. And that's the holy Yisod of tshuva. The whole Yisod of tshuva is willing to take that first step to say that, you know, not to make it. Other Marishon, he made excuses. He said, Aisha, Shemasati, Modi, she messed me up, it was her fault. Sometimes the answer is, you know,
There's no answer. I mean, it was a mistake. Some people can't grasp that. Well, some people have this hero worship idea. That some people, you know, a certain person did something and it could be it was a mistake. But no, they have to, because of the hero worship mentality, no, it wasn't a mistake, and they come up with pirutzim and answers and this and that, and the answer is no! It was a mistake. It was wrong. Simple. And that's the yisod of tshuva. It's the yisod of anava. It's the yisod that and people don't realize that that's the yisod. And if you don't have that, you need more rachmonis from Hashem. Hashem kodim ani Hashem kodim sheyecha. You need rachmonis Hashem kodim sheyecha. Because kodim sheyecha, sometimes you can become a balgai, but that you need a special shmira, and that the smog says that he had in a dream. That was the most important message that he forgot to put it in. You know, Rabbi Wilevsky, he lived in the community here, he was a blind rabbi, so he told me once that in Raden, when Chofetz Chaim, at Simchas Torah, they didn't always have enough Torahs to go around to the people. So they gave out smogs. So you can dance with a smock. Because a smock and a kola tarakula, I don't know, you can get a smock and dance with a smock. Most shuls today don't have smocks, that's the problem. So but you should look up the whole thing in the Cheshek Shlomo on Sota Dachay, and then look up that Gemara of Shani Yitzai, and everything else here is in the back. And now you saw the Rav Asher level of what he means of Sham Yasham Nugam Chino, that we didn't see yesterday. And Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll have the fourth part of Tashlit together with a Chumash Shir about Nitzavim and Rosh Hashanah from the end of Shir tomorrow, and then we'll wish everyone a Ksiva Chasiva Tova, and then we'll resume Be'ez Hashem on Tzom Gedalia. We'll have probably an earlier Shir on Tzom Gedalia on Wednesday, like probably at 11:30 12-ish. Oh, that's a whole discussion where they say the Rambam sheep is the only mitzvah doing the tshuva, but so they're definitely connected. Okay, so both of them. Ari will thank Ari for giving the brunch this morning. Eli Nishmas, his father, is yortzeit today, so we wish the neshama should have an aliyah. And in a couple of minutes, he'll dive into the omelet.